back, folks. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. As we speak, a variety of Republican leaders are in Israel pledging their fealty to a foreign country. They do this in the open and brag about it. Just absolutely shocking. And likely, in the future, we will look back and see this absurdity for exactly what it is. I don't know how people don't see this already. I mean, people always make, the memes always sort of cut to the heart of the matter, where they'll show all the pictures of the, American leadership bowing their head to the Wailing Wall, wearing the yarmulke, and they'll Photoshop it. And they'll Photoshop out the yarmulke and put a rice paddy hat on and say, do you know that all the American presidents have to go to the Great Wall of China and pledge fealty to the Chinese leadership? It'd be a little bit obvious in that case, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it be a little bit offensive and obvious in that case? For some reason, when it's the Wailing Wall, they pretend like this isn't incredibly weird and, frankly, treasonous. But again, people have a misconception about the Wailing Wall, because people keep lying about it. Maybe misconception is not the right word. They don't have a misconception about it. They believe lies about it. Let's go to a factual report about what the so-called Wailing Wall actually is and the actual purpose of visiting it. Let's watch.
Wailing Wall is a sacred remnant of the Second Temple, a place where God's presence still lingers. But this narrative falls apart under historical and archaeological scrutiny. The structure commonly revered today is, in truth, a surviving wall of the Roman military compound known as Fort Antonia, not the Holy Temple. The actual temple stood to the south, built over the Gihon Spring, a requirement for temple purification rituals, which the Roman compound did not meet. The protruding rock beneath the Dome of the Rock, often mistaken for the foundation stone of the temple, was in fact the central part of Fort Antonia. In other words, the Jews today are not praying at the remains of God's temple. They are praying at the wall of a Roman fortress. But the deception goes deeper. The rituals performed at the Wailing Wall are rooted not in biblical faith, but in the 13th century occult system of the Kabbalah, as elaborated in the Zohar and further mystified by the Hasidic movement. The supposed divine presence they seek at the wall is not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It is the Shekhinah, a feminine emanation in Jewish mysticism. She is described in erotic, intimate terms, often as a divine consort, with whom spiritual union is sought through the act of prayer, a practice called kavana, where physical movement, like the back and forth thrusting you see, mirrors an esoteric sexual ritual intended to unite the Shekhinah with the Ein Sof, the infinite masculine force of their God concept. This is not worship. It's a metaphysical sex act disguised as devotion. It is an inversion of divine truth rooted in mysticism that scripture calls an abomination. And this is where it collides with our politics. Nearly every major political figure, presidents, prime ministers, global influencers, must perform their rite of passage at the Wailing Wall, hands pressed against stone, heads bowed in reverence. They are not just pondering to voters or honoring tradition. They are knowingly or unknowingly participating in an occult ritual, submitting themselves at the very seat of the synagogue of Satan. Scripture is unambiguous. In Acts 17:24, it says, God does not dwell in temples made with hands. Much less would he dwell in a Roman fortress surrounded by rituals that glorify a false god and mystical union. It is spiritual prostitution. Our leaders are not just shaking hands with global powers. They are shaking hands with the devil.
Now, again, I've heard that same thing about that weird movement that they do, being like it's supposed to be reminiscent of a sex act. For that reason, I've heard that from a couple different sources. I'm sure other people have different interpretations. But yeah, they found Roman coins under the wall that were dated from the 100s. So it was not the Second Temple. That's not what they're praying to. And any serious academic knows it.
Historians have pointed it out for thousands of years. Most people, when history is happening right in front of them, don't realize it until later. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars has changed the world. You are the InfoWar. You're the eyes and ears. You're the reason we're on the air. You're the reason we're having so much success. And the bad guys hate InfoWars above all other independent populist media. So if you want to keep us on the air and take part in history, we have a limited edition, murdered out InfoWars fundraiser shirt, black on black, at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you can get all the other apparel for way lower prices. We've got a big deal going right now where you buy one, you get one free if you're a VIP. That's incredible for the supplements as well. But with this shirt, we've marked it up a bit for those of you that really want to support the InfoWar and get this limited edition shirt. So get your InfoWars limited edition murdered out shirt right now at thealexjonesstore.com. This is a limited edition. Thanks for your support, and thanks for being part of history.
Tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. This is the American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Remember to support InfoWars by going to thealexjonesstore.com. The store-wide buy one, get one super sale is still on for VIPs only. You can buy one, get one on all supplies and apparel while supplies last. Unlock massive savings with our store-wide buy one, get one super sale at thealexjonesstore.com, where VIP members can score buy one, get one deals on all supplements and apparel and supercharge your wellness and style. This exclusive offer is reserved for our VIP club elites, giving you unbeatable value on top quality products that fuel your fight for truth and freedom. Join the VIP club today for just $30 a month. Cancel anytime and instantly get $40 in store credit plus access to this epic sale. Do not miss out. Sign up now and double up on your favorites. TheAlexJonesStore.com/Harrison if you want to let them know who sent you. And we can move on from the wailing wall. But it appears as though there's a problem in the Republican Party. I was going to say there's a civil war in the Republican Party, but I guess there are going to be civil wars with more than two factions. It seems like there are multiple factions at play in the Republican Party. And I'm trying to wrap my head around the strategic value of some of this stuff. I want to take your calls on this topic. We'll be joined by Rex Jones in the third hour. And I imagine we'll take your calls as well. But give us a call, 1-877-789-2539, 1-877-789-2539. I want to know specifically what you think about the Republican Party right now and where it goes from here. Marjorie Taylor Greene hints that she might be finished with the GOP, saying, "I don't know if the Republican Party is leaving me." Georgia Firebrand recently broke with her party to condemn Israel's genocide in Gaza, one of the few positions she's taken in opposition to her party. Obviously, you have this divide between Tucker Carlson and Nick Fuentes, which represents a different but not wholly exclusive division. Like, most of this has to do with Israel, but not completely, right? You've got Tucker Carlson being somewhat anti-Israel, or at least expressing opposition to the blatant acts of genocide that Israel is committing out in public with American taxpayer dollars. And so already there was this divide between the Mark Levin types and the Chadsworth Katarlson, or whatever the hell they call him. Right, so you've got this divide where they're saying that Tucker Carlson is an agent of Qatar because he's not sufficiently pro-Israel. But then you have a further divide, like the Nick Fuentes wing, that's like, no, Tucker Carlson is just playing a long game and being instructed by unseen forces to act like he's anti-Israel, to contain that energy, to guide that energy back towards the establishment rather than you know, allowed to run unfettered through the ranks of Republicans around the country. And on top of that, apparently there's some big kerfuffle in Nashville where the Republicans were demanding that they support Black Lives Matter. A lot of Republicans were against that. So, you know, it's sort of an impossible situation again, because like yesterday I posted about the Nick Fuentes, Tucker Carlson hit piece. So essentially what happened is Tucker Carlson interviews Candace Owens. During this interview, they insult Nick Fuentes and mock him a little bit and basically try to discredit him. But it's about a 5-minute segment of the conversation where they're both sort of just criticizing or insulting Nick Fuentes. And Nick Fuentes does a 2.5-hour stream where he lays out a very interesting series of events where it appears as though there were certain Republican figures who were selected by the powers that be representative of America First. And they all have a few things in common, one of which is a connection to the CIA, another of which is a devotion to Israel. And I post that just saying, wow, that whole episode was really amazing, because it was. It's 2.5 hours straight of just like straight information. But Nick's real talent, people say he's charismatic. I guess he's charismatic, but his real talent is in narrative building. He's a good storyteller, and that's the most valuable skill you can have as a somebody who practices rhetoric, basically. And so when he tells these stories, it's not just, you know, here's a fact. It's laying out the timeline. It's telling the narrative. The rising action, the reveal. I mean, really powerful stuff. Anyway, so I post this video, or I post a clip of Nick Fuentes and say, yeah, wow, this episode is really good. And I have people commenting, going, you know, this is what they want, Republicans fighting each other. It's like, I agree, you know, we shouldn't be fighting each other. So why do they keep starting it? Why do they keep starting it? Now you're in an impossible position where it's like, okay, they are attacking other Republicans. And then when those other Republicans respond, you got people showing up going, whoa, don't fight. And it's like, okay, then you should be against Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens for starting the fight. So you want them to be able to insult Republicans and cause division in the Republicans, but Nick Fuentes isn't allowed to respond. No, he has to respond. They started it. Be mad at them. So, but it's an impossible situation, because you're right. I don't want the Republican Party to be divided, but then when you have somebody create a division, you got to handle that. You either got to heal the divide and come together again, or determine that those people aren't in your party and your party is something else that doesn't include them. So we got all these various divisions in the Republican Party cropping up, but pretty much all of them have to do with the same conflict, the same issue, which is Israel. And again, this could, you know, there can be a variety of different reasons why one would be compelled to oppose Israel. Republican divide over Gaza grows in the wake of Trump's call for more aid. Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene, a right-wing lawmaker closely identified with President Donald Trump, says MAGA movements this week became the first Republican in Congress to describe the situation in Gaza as a genocide. And so I guess the Republicans have a couple options. And they're choosing the worst one. They're choosing the absolutely worst one. I sort of get it, but again, I'm just sort of like puzzling this out live. You've got Mike Johnson, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and a number of other Republicans who make a big show doing this big press conference and public tourist visit to Israel when they should be in Congress, but they call a recess early to spend more time in their home districts, and then they all jet off to Israel to make this big show of very publicly wearing the yarmulke, praying at the wall, giving speeches about how important the wall is, how important Israel is. It's like, okay, so they see that half of the Republican base is getting sick of the Israel worship, is getting sick of the complicity that America has towards the genocide there. And the response from the Republican Party is to double down on this. So this, like, say what you want about whether this is appropriate or not, or like whatever your personal feelings on it are. What this is like a power play, is a demoralization campaign. Because you can think about it in any other situation. And they always portray, and like it's this thing that they do. It's very infuriating. They read hate into any opposition to Israel. And then, so then they can act like they're standing up against hate. They're not going to be bowed down and cowed and forced to submit by these anti-Semites. They're going to, you know, stick with their allies in Israel. And so like they have this like feeling that they put off this energy as if they're like standing up against the big bullies. Which, anybody paying attention, I mean, this is absurd. So what's actually happening here is you've got Israelis run the American government. In particular, they run the Republican Party. And then you have a bunch of the American voters who ostensibly the Republican Party is supposed to and bound by oath to serve, saying, hey, we don't like this. We don't like supporting Israel this much. We don't like the reputational damage it does us. We don't like the fact they're killing kids. We don't think it's like politically good, and obviously have the contingent of, you know, brainwashed idiots who think this is some sort of, you know, religious imperative they have to follow. But for the majority of people that aren't psychopathic, you know, brainwashed idiots, they just see what's happening in the real world and go, this is bad. We don't like this. Would you stop? And in response to that, the Israelis basically step on your face and go, not only are we not going to even pretend to give you and your views credence, we're going to double down on our support of Israel. We're going to do it because we can, because you can't stop us. And even like, it doesn't matter how politely you ask or how nicely you couch it. Very simply asking the American government not to be Israel's bitch, they will spin around and double down on the support and then act like they're standing up against the bullies. Nobody's trying to bully anybody. We're literally just like, stop giving all of our money to these people. For some reason, I started watching over the weekend these videos about this guy named Grant Amato. Do y'all know who Grant Amato is? Classic true crime story. Grant Amato is like the Republican Party of family annihilators. See, he was a complete piece of crap, worthless scumbag who got fired from his nursing job because he was stealing Percocets. And he was feeling, depressed because he was such a failure. He was, you know, like 20-something-year-old dude from Florida, lived with his parents and his brother. Got fired from being a nurse and got addicted to not pornography, but to a Bulgarian woman named Sylvie. And over the course of a couple months, he sent a Bulgarian porn cam operator named Sylvie all of his family's money. For months on end, he would send her $2,400 a night of his father's retirement money that he somehow had access to. And he emptied his father's retirement by sending it all to a Bulgarian woman named Sylvie, so he could see her tatas. Okay, so that's sort of how I feel with the Republican Party. It's amazing because you can watch the interviews with this Grant D'Amato guy and he still doesn't get that he's the bad one. He feels offended that his dad got mad at him. God, my dad's such a jerk. He comes in, he gets all mad at me about this, and he's like yelling at me. And it's like, you spent his retirement money on a Bulgarian woman. You are the one at fault here. It's just like, we just want you to stop sending all of our money to overseas, okay? For the love of God, you have literally robbed us of our future. You have stolen all of our retirement money, and you've wasted it for your own disgusting pleasure. But then you try to tell him that, and he thinks he's the one being bullied.
They just don't want me to be happy.
And it's like, I don't know what it is, but there's a connection there. There's a connection there. Because what does Grant D'Amato do when they cut him off? What is the Grant D'Amato reaction to just no longer being given hundreds of thousands of dollars to send to a Bulgarian cam whore? He kills his whole family. And that's sort of the Israeli mindset, I think. It's sort of the, you know, Israeli mindset. It's kind of like, you give me all of your money, you give me everything you've ever built, you give it all to me, you surrender it all to me. And then when I've taken everything, when you are just going, hey, look, we're not doing this anymore. All right. You've already taken everything. Actually, we're going to sort of put you on lockdown. We actually need to, you know, correct your behavior. Then they're like, well, we'll kill all of you. What do you think now? Israel is the Grant D'Amato of nations, basically. And that's sort of how it feels. Is we are just begging the GOP and the Republican Party, just please stop sending all of our money to your Bulgarian cam whores, your Jeffrey Epstein blackmailers. Stop sacrificing everything we've ever worked for these people that hate you. And when you tell them that, they act like they're the victims, they're the ones being bullied, and in fact, they feel justified in killing you or, you know, slaughtering everybody who gets in their way. That's what Grant D'Amato did. Very Israeli approach to the situation, in my opinion. So, again, I can't understand the mindset behind this. Because it does just seem like bullying, like petulant bullying. Where like I even see it with my kids, where I've got, you know, a son that's 4 and a daughter that's 2. And you try to train them out of it, but there's still sort of the human bullying instinct. Where it's like my daughter, you know, asks my son, like, wait, can I have that? Like, really wants it, but he's stronger than her. So he's just like, nope. And I'm stronger than you. Like, even if he doesn't want something, he'll just take it from her because he can. And it's like, you're just doing this to upset her. You don't even want the toy. You're literally just doing this to piss off your little sister because you can. And it's just the mindset of bullies, right? Again, my son's a very sweet boy, but it happens, right? It happens. It comes out every once in a while. And that's how this feels, is like, we're just like, hey, you know, we get it. You're blackmailed and obsessed with Israel, like, it's fine, but just, you know, can we focus on us a little bit? And they're like, oh, you want us to focus on you? Well, guess what? We're going to the Wailing Wall. We're going to go to the Wailing Wall, and we're going to reemphasize how much we don't give a damn about you. We're going to end Congress early. We're going to take an early recess just so we can go to the Wailing Wall and further submit ourselves to the foreign powers. What do you think about that? And we're just like, okay, I guess, like, you can do that if you want. Just like, why though? But why are you so insistent? Why are you like being such bullies? And the only thing I can think of is this like a demoralization campaign where like they know that this is damaging their party. They know that Americans don't like this and they're just doing it anyway, thinking that the American response will just be like, oh, they're so strong. I guess we just can't do anything about it. And no matter how much we ask, they keep just going to the wailing wall. I guess the Jews win. I guess we better roll over and give them everything they want. I don't know if that's what you expect, but like, no, we're going to get worse. I'm going to get worse personally, a lot worse. All right. So I don't know if you understand who you're dealing with here. We are not going to be crushed into submission. And the harder you squeeze, the more powerful our resistance will become. So I guess they can destroy the Republican Party. I guess that's their goal, or that's their, you know, they don't care. But essentially, they're setting up the dichotomy where they're saying, look, either the Republican Party is going to be the Israeli party, or we're going to destroy it. Because they're never going to allow the Marjorie Taylor Greens or the Nick Fuentes to actually have power. It's always going to be somebody who is obsessed and focused entirely on serving Israel with everything they've got. So that's very infuriating. And like I said, I'm going to take your calls on all these topics. If you want to call, there's still some open lines. 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. We'll go out to Oregon Bob first in Oregon on line one. First through the finish line there, Bob. Thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. Last time I had a minute left. So
2 minutes this time.
Yeah. Hey, 2 minutes. Hey, woohoo. Well, I'll tell you what you're touching on right now with Israel. Israel is a main topic with me. I see things more in the spiritual. And what's going on? It's like you had pictures of the Wailing Wall. Okay, well, you know, if we can't see things in the natural, he can't show us things in the spiritual. So when you look at it, Satan has to say everything he's doing. It's a wailing wall. Okay, he says, well, there's people that are going to be cast there where there's wailing and gnashing of teeth. And I know that you reference that back to the word. Okay, and that's where they're going. They're going to an idol. They're going to something that was destroyed, and it's going to be destroyed again. There will not be one stone upon another. Okay, so now with that, this war that we're fighting, and where we're all, you know, we're fighting a good fight. Hey, I support InfoWars. I have for a long time on a real small budget, but I continue to because it helps me. It helps everyone. But here, you know, we're in this spiritual war, and when we look at this thing and we look at the battle that we're fighting, Satan kills and destroys, just like this man, this Jewish man that spent his father's inheritance and then killed his family. When he kills us, he's done with us. All the division and the parties, everything, it's all a good fight. But when we look at it in the natural, look at it in the spiritual. And, you know, Revelations is coming true in leaps and bounds. And no matter how much we kick or cry, God's going to have his way. And that's just the way that is. But I left some information with phone people on what methylene blue has done for me. Five years old.
Tell you what, we're going to break, but I will hold you over, Bob. So don't go anywhere. We'll go back to Bob and more of your calls on the other side. Stay with us. Division in the Republican Party. Can we save America with one side or the other?
This is a major TheAlexShowStore.com news alert. I am cutting this announcement on the 30th of July, 2025. That means you've only got 7 days to take advantage of this massive sale at TheAlexShowStore.com. Store-wide, buy one bottle of any of the amazing supplements or any of the Patriot Apparel t-shirts, ball caps, you name it, and you get another item absolutely free at TheAlexShowStore.com. And there's a catch, but it's a good catch. You got to be a VIP. It's $30 a month. It's just like being an Amazon Prime. You get $40 to spend in the store each month. Special deals, special offers, special sales. You get massive discounts on every product right away by being a VIP. And you can cancel with one click in your profile anytime. Go to TheAlexShowStore.com right now and get ultramethylene blue capsules or liquid. Buy one, get one free. Power Plant, next level energy, way stronger than even Turbo Force. It's crazy. You add it with methylene drive product, it's dangerous. Be careful. These are incredible products. The Shilajit capsules and gummies. Ultimate Burn, incredible natural fat burning formula. Works great, people love it. Ultimate CMOS gummies and the capsules. The very strongest turmeric. Prebiotics, probiotics, gut cleanse. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. The next 7 days, buy one, get one free when you're a VIP. I want to thank you all for your support. These are incredible products. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and experience what it does for your health and overall vitality, and know you're fighting the tip of the spear. Thank you so much for your support. Go now to thealexjonesstore.com.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water?
Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
Methylene blue.
Show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old. Mel Gibson also praised methylene blue on Joe Rogan recently.
This stuff works, man.
I saw Alex Jones and he looks really good, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he's losing all weight.
Taking back my health.
You're so good.
That's the only impression I could do.
Hey, Alex looks good, man. Yeah. Lost some weight.
He
looks good.
Dude, he looks great.
Yeah.
He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts.
He's definitely one of my bucket list people to meet at some point.
Oh, I can introduce you to Alex.
Yeah.
We can make that happen for sure.
Come on.
It's so noticeable. I was like, wow, he looks handsome.
But I text Alex all the time. I know him. He's just losing weight. But if you go online, there's a lot of people that believe that this is like a different person. He looks great. That's all it is. He looks great.
Here's your daily motivation. Alex Jones is 51 years old. He's been through more shit than you will ever go through. The deep state has come for his life. They have come for his business. They fined him billions of dollars for free speech. Alex Jones has had his rights stripped away. They've tried to take this man's life for speaking truth. Alex Jones went from looking like this to looking now like this. Alex Jones is getting ripped. Alex Jones is getting yoked, showing all of us that no matter our age, no matter what's thrown at us in life, no matter how many troubles or trials that we have, what really matters is who you are on the rock-ribbed inside. Do you have gunpowder in your gut? Do you have some grit in your teeth? Can you be a man in the face of all of it? Your promised struggles in this life, can you punch back? Alex Jones is a motivation and a vibe today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. We got Oregon Bob, who very clever, but I'm letting him get away with it. He had 2 minutes left in the end of the last segment. He waited the last 10 seconds to start plugging methylene blue. I think you knew, Bob, that I would hold you over because I do like when our audience brings up our products unprompted. After all, I was going to say you can't pay for that type of support, but we wouldn't, and you really can't. And again, we don't, you know, our call screeners. When our call screeners answer the call, they say, what's your name, where are you calling from, and what do you want to talk about? And people just bring up our products because that's how, you know, powerfully they feel about them. We never, ever, ever, you know, tell people to say stuff about our products. But, you know, people are compelled to do so. So, Oregon Bob, you played it well. You waited until the last 10 seconds. So, I'm giving you another couple minutes here at the top of this segment. You were talking about methylene blue, sir.
I'll tell you what, I've been on the super food greens for a while, and I want to state I'm 65, so this message is for people 50 to 99. So anyway, I'm on the super food greens, and it was pretty overweight, 338 pounds, and lost about 45, 50 pounds
wow.
Right there with super food greens, not really doing that much. went into the gym just to see how in shape I was. I used to be in real good shape. And I benched 220, deadlifted 220, worked out a little bit, and was real sore the next day. But anyway, I work out about three times a week, real light. And so anyway, I get on the methylene blue about 4 months now. First month, I noticed a definite change in my energy. It just kind of was spiking. My mental clarity came back. But what I noticed is the weight started coming off, and my short-term memory's always been good. But all of a sudden, my long-term memory started coming back so clear.
Hmm.
Then I've been on it now, for, like I said, about 5 months, just ordered some more, and I've lost 120 pounds.
Whoa.
Yeah, 120 pounds, and hey, I'm kicking it. I get up, and the first thing I do is hit the Super Greens and my methylene blue. And, you know, hey, I'm a meth addict, 65-year-old methylene blue addict, you know.
That's awesome. I'd love to see some before and after pictures. That's amazing.
Oh, I do have some. I take very few pictures of myself, but a few people in the family are saying, hey, look what you look like then and look what you look like now. And hey, I'm running circles around my 18-year-old grandson. He's just saying, like, wow, you know, should I try this? I said, yeah, give it a shot. He had to quit. Man, it amped that kid so hard. He was doing workouts to where he was getting heart palpitations and kicking the crap out of everybody else. And so anyway, we got him on 3 days a week, and we might cut him back to two. His nickname is Turbo.
Wow, it's too strong.
Yeah, it really is. But, hey, for you folks out there that are having, you know, just any kind of health issues as we get old, I'm also off all of my meds. No blood pressure, no nothing. I'm off everything. And good,
wow.
We know what the pharmaceutical companies are, pharmakia, poison.
Yep.
So anyway, what I want to say, one thing that I really do want to say is you guys are fighting a good fight. We all are. Without you, we'd be lost. And I'll be real honest. I get $1,300 a month, and you guys get about $200 to $300 a month of that.
Oh my gosh!
I go without a lot of things, and if I can do that with my budget, you folks out there that got some cash that are holding back because you want to go out and have this or you want to have a steak, hey, lose a couple pounds, help yourself, help us, help Alex. He needs the help. The crew there has put up with a lot of shit. Oh, excuse me, a lot of crap.
All right.
And Harrison. I watch all the platforms, but I know the Lord's touched your heart. I know he's touched Alex's heart. I am a child of God. You are a child of God. Alex is. Many are called, few are chosen. Alex is chosen. I know I'm chosen. And there's a few others. There's a man by the name of Mike. He has the Coalition of Time website. This guy's background will shock Alex, and he is a modern-day apostle. This guy is, he's a calling. He's a chosen one. And the information he has, Alex would be real interested in it. And then the other one, obviously, another one that's chosen is Jonathan Kahn. Just look back at his books. The guy's called Everything. He explains things in a way that he takes us back into the Jewish traditions. And he makes things clear. The things that are going on in Israel right now, Israel is the epicenter of the coming of Christ.
Well, yeah, and it's the center of the crossroads of the world, too. Wow. Incredibly powerful stuff, Bob. That's Oregon Bob from Oregon, and I do want to get to some other callers. So,
you bet.
I'm sorry to have to cut you up, but, man, powerful stuff. And, you know, we really do appreciate people going to the alexjonesstore.com. And I can't imagine working, you know, somewhere else like Fox News, Daily, you know, in any of these other places. It is just not as pure as InfoWars is, as in it is just so simple for us. We tell you the truth. We offer you good products. We ask you to go buy them. If we don't uphold our end of the bargain, you're not going to go. That's not the case with other places. Other places, they don't really have to appeal to anybody. They don't really have to, you know, convince their audience of anything, you know, connect with their audience in any way. The checks are going to roll in regardless. Big Pharma is going to be cutting them big chunks of change as long as they say the approved talking points. And that's not, like, we don't have that. We don't want that, but we don't have that. We have to have your support. We have to fulfill our end of the bargain and ask you to just help us in this mission. We don't have people behind the scenes just going, yeah, just say this and, you know, we'll make up the rest. We understand that not only do we have to do our job, hold up our end of the bargain, but what we're asking you is not a small sacrifice. We, again, are not supported by billionaires. We aren't, you know, supported by people who just have infinite money and can just, you know, toss away a couple $1,000s like it's not worth anything. Our audience works hard or is on fixed income or, you know, has had to build up their wealth from nothing. So we appreciate every time you go to thealexjonesstore.com and purchase a product. We understand that that's money you had to work hard for, that you weren't just given, and you're not just giving it to us, you know, to be nice. You know, you expect something in return. You get a fantastic product in return. We don't want you wasting your time. We don't want you wasting your money. And we don't want you, you know, supporting us and not getting something great in return, which is why we have this system that we have. We so appreciate your support. Genuinely could not do it without you. We do not take it for granted. And we cannot tell you how thankful we are for the people that go to thealexjonesstore.com and purchase a product. Even just one is great and does a lot to help us. But when you're a regular customer like Organ Bob, you're the type of person that really, really allows us to continue to stay on air and will continue to allow us to expand as we take a more and more important and prominent role in this ever-changing political landscape. So thank you so much, everybody who goes to thealexjonesstore.com, for supporting us. Man, there's a lot of stuff Organ Bob said. There was some other stuff I was going to get into. But we'll go to some other callers here. But again, I think there's a... I guess there's something that he said about, I don't know, anti-Semitism or Jews or Israel or something. And it's like, I don't know. One prerequisite for working at InfoWars is you have to just not let other people tell you what to think, ever. One way or the other, right? You're just not going to tell me how to feel about something, and you're not going to make me feel something about something anyway. So, like, over this weekend, I had so many people commenting on my stuff, totally not, like, things that just literally had nothing to do with Judaism or Israel or anything, and just the people just cropping up in my comments going, oh, yeah, but why do you hate Israel so much? And just, like, really framing their comments to me in a way I think is deliberately designed to make me hate Jews. I really think that's their ultimate mission. Why else would you annoy somebody so relentlessly who's not even your enemy, who doesn't have a problem with you? I'm not an enemy of Jews. I don't hate Jews. I'm not an anti-Semite. And yet, I got all these people constantly harassing me because they think I'm an anti-Semite. So I got a bunch of Jews basically just harassing and annoying me. And it's like, y'all are so lucky that I don't bend to pressure. I just don't. So it's like, you're not going to make me hate Jews. I'm sorry. That's just not going to happen. I have a higher value system, and I'm not going to, fall for the division. And so even as we're talking about Israel or even, you know, making, you know, strident comments about Jewish organizations or Jewish individuals, I do genuinely hope it comes across that, like, I'm against the evil people doing the evil things. And it genuinely does not matter to me what you call yourself or what you claim your ethnicity is. Are you a good person? Are you a bad person? Are you lying or telling the truth? What is your real motivation? That's all I genuinely care about. And I'm not going to let the very, very, very annoying Jewish people ruin it for the rest of them. So that's just how it is. Let's go to Deborah in Boston. Deborah, thank you for calling in. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. I think I'm like officially a groupie now. We talked a couple of weeks ago about religion and stuff.
You are officially a regular caller. You're now on the list.
Yay. So as I was sitting here on hold, I just have like so many thoughts about everything, and it really is difficult to put your thoughts into clear words. And again, this is what you are so naturally gifted at. There's a quote from Einstein that says, like, if you can't explain it to a child, you don't really understand it. Like, you have a serious gift. So thank you again.
Well, thank you.
And also, I think in our, I think a lot of people know that our education system has been changed, whatever, since I think it was the Rockefellers. Like, we used to have training. We used to have classes, right,
yeah.
called rhetoric, where you learned how to make a case and argue a case.
Right, and, you know, and you know, conversely, be able to see other tricks, rhetoricians, what's the word? People who use rhetoric use. Yeah, you're exactly right.
Yeah, but to be able to understand why you believe what you believe and explain it is very hard. And I don't know. Anyway, so about Israel and Jews and religion and stuff. So my experience, I come from like a Bible-thumping evangelical family.
Mm-hmm.
As a child, I remember my reaction to some of the stories in the Old Testament, like being kind of shocked and like, oh my God, that's weird. Wow, God is crazy.
right. God's kind of mean sometimes.
Yeah. So, you know, I think like most people, we would view the Old Testament almost in like a children's Bible kind of a way. Like, oh, and then there's Noah's Ark and la, 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 and then the Tower of Babel. And we never revisit it. We just kind of accept our little childhood. So I don't go to church anymore. I don't believe the same thing those people believe. And I think they just have a very simplistic sort of view. And I'm following a lot of different people on Twitter. I'm watching YouTube videos. And I pull open my Bible and go, holy crap, it's right there in front of my face.
Mm.
I think Christians in America don't really have a good grasp of basic things, like the difference between the word, you know, the words Hebrew, Israel, and Jew. They're
right.
different. And it's a, you know, they were first called Hebrews. You know, there's other people that I follow that dig into all the different words that are used in the Old Testament that are just translated into God or
right,
the
right.
Lord. The word Yahweh, the name Yahweh, is never used by Jesus. You know, the word Elohim, Yahweh Elohim, it all matters. And so we just have like this airbrushed kind of version of the stories.
Right. If they're all translated with the same word, you're missing out on some of the nuances of the people involved. I mean, that's why the Septuagint is so important because, you know, after the fall of the temple, all of the actual holy books were destroyed. The only translations, as far as I understand it, the only like surviving copies of the Old Testament were translated into Greek by the Septuagint, which was 70 translators who all translated the Old Testament. So anything that you have from the Old Testament comes from the Greek. So the Greeks translated the Old Testament into Greek with the Septuagint. Then all of the original books were lost. And now everything they have has been translated from the Greek back into Hebrew or Aramaic or whatever else. At least that's my understanding. I haven't, you know, done a big look into this, but, you know, Greek is a very specific language. Like you say things in Greek in a way that is really hard to misinterpret just because of the structure of their language. It's almost like the perfect language, which again is why you look at, is why I look at religion in context with history, understanding that the Bible is history. It's also interweaved with history. It also shows that God changes over time with history, or things are put into place that might not be obvious at first. For example, like maybe the entire reason Alexander was able to conquer the whole known world at the time was just so that language would be seeded throughout the entire area. So that language, the Greek language, could be the vessel by which the gospel was revealed. Because you needed to have a common language in order to have a common era, in order to spread the word. Maybe the reason the Roman Empire spread like it did, why God allowed the Roman Empire to spread like it did, was so that it would create a massive class of slaves that could be converted into Christianity. If you didn't have the slave class in Rome, you didn't have the kindling for the fire of Christianity to spread. It's like all of these things happen for a reason, and they happen exactly like they're supposed to. When you go back in the Old Testament and you see the way God treated the or God told the Jews to treat their neighbors, that sort of stuff, that's because it was in the Bronze Age. That's how they had to treat other people. They wouldn't have been around if they were nicer. They wouldn't still exist if they acted like Jesus in the Bronze Age. They all would have been slaughtered by their neighbors. So, you know, Judaism or you know, what became Christianity before Jesus, I always explain, like, the egg, it's like the hard shell of an egg. It's like the egg needs to act like an egg. Even though the point of the egg is to eventually lead to a bird, if the egg acts like a bird, it's going to fall out of the tree and crack and be destroyed. The egg is hard and tough and doesn't move. That was the old Judaism. Tough, brutal, you know, eradicating their enemies. But it was all just in service of Christianity, of the bird coming forth eventually. So now you've got a bunch of people spent their whole time worshiping the egg who want to reform the egg, recreate the egg, because they think if they can get that egg back together, the real bird will come out. It's like the bird's already flown. It's already out. It's already flown. You're trying to cobble together shells now. God only knows what creation's going to come out of it. So yeah, you read the Old Testament, God seems brutal because it was a brutal time. It was a brutal age. Not everything, not all the pieces had been put in place for the real revelation to come, which it was all building to, which was the revelation of Jesus Christ. So you got to take all of history in with the, you know, revelation, with the, you know, spiritual goings on as well. The secular goings on are intertwined and related to all of those things. So anyway, fascinating stuff. Let's go to, thanks so much for the call, regular Deborah from Boston. Let's go to Jesse in South Carolina now. Jesse, you're on the air about all this religious nonsense.
Yeah, sir. The biggest thing I think about it, like, as far as, like, Jews and Christians, whatever, man, like, whatever. The biggest weight that we as Christians hold is that we incorporate the Old Testament with the New Testament. It's nothing that Jews do. In fact, Jews don't even think that Jesus Christ was a prophet. Do they?
No.
Right? At least reasonable Muslims think that Jesus Christ was a prophet.
Well, here's a question. If Jesus Christ isn't the Messiah, where all of it? Why did the prophets stop coming? I mean, the Jews had prophets pretty regularly for a couple thousand years there.
Right.
Why'd they stop?
That is not a question for me to answer.
No, it just goes along with what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, that's the biggest thing, that Christians hold this big Bible, right? When the Bible is not that big. When, if you're a Christian or a believer in Christ, let's say, or a believer in the good news, right? That the Bible is not that big. Jesus did not say that many things.
Right.
When you read the red words in the Bible, right? What Jesus said.
It's like 2 hours of talking.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Right?
No, well, that's... Again, that is the thing. It's like, okay, even if you didn't believe Jesus at the time, like if you were there in Jerusalem hearing Jesus talk, I wouldn't blame you for not believing him. Sounds crazy. But now knowing that the world like revolves on this axis of this guy who, for all intents and purposes, we have about 2.5 hours of his words, and they changed the world forever, for all of time, continually since then. It's like, did you not seem a little something special with that? You know, that doesn't seem like something completely out of the ordinary, wild, and dare I say, like, divine in all of this? No, that's normal to you. Just some dude shows up, completely shatters the philosophical paradigm of the location where he is, dies, and then 2,000 years later, we're still arguing about his words. I mean, yes, something special, man.
A 5-pound book, you know,
yeah,
like, for no reason. When it was just his word that mattered. Just his word that mattered. Just the red word in the Bible that mattered.
Hmm.
And toting around all these Jewish nonsense things that I think the Muslims are more on our side.
Well, they definitely revere Jesus and the Virgin Mary. I mean, again, if Jesus wasn't the Messiah, then where are the prophets? And if there are still prophets, then how is Muhammad not one of them? I mean, to me, Islam, for all intents and purposes, is just a sect of Judaism that just believes that there continued to be prophets after Jesus. And I don't know if that makes sense to me. But yeah, it also just doesn't make a lot of sense anyway, because Jesus clearly said, he was the son of God, not a prophet. So, I mean, how can you revere Jesus and then ignore his own statement about who he is and his identity and why he came to earth? That doesn't comport with me, but it's an interesting observation, Jesse. Thank you for that call. Time for one more call. We'll go to Jason in Canada. Go ahead, Jason. You're on the air with about 2 minutes left in the show or in the this segment before we bring on Rex Jones. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. So I'm on topic, I guess. Some people took some words out of my mouth, but I would just encourage all Christians out there to not divorce yourself from the wisdom in the Old Testament. It's ours as well. It doesn't mm-hmm. belong to just Jewish people. And also, Judaism is it's a derivation of the Torah. I just wanted to bring up some popular misconceptions that maybe will open up people's minds. There's a lot of misconceptions just around Jews in general, and that, you know, they are not the sum total of Israel. And go through the Old Testament, you'll find they're one tribe out of 12. And Moses himself, who brought the law, was not a Jew. He was a Levite. And his successor that brought them into the land was from the tribe of Joseph. So we see today sort of this misconception that they have claim to the Old Testament, they have claim to all the land, et cetera. And, you know, on top of that, it's really about your works. Like, you were cut off from Israel if you were evil.
Right.
And so, you know, it's just really messed up. It's one of the most messed up things to talk about. It's actually getting quite tedious that, you know, I'm the last one to talk about it. But I would just encourage everybody, read the Bibles for yourselves, including the New Testament. There are overwrites that are Constantinian as well that were used to manipulate, et cetera. So with a grain of salt, get the wisdom from these old, old books. They're very precious. And let's all just try to be good to one another. And let's validate our own faith by the fruits that we produce in our own lives.
Could not agree with you more. I'm sorry, we got to go to commercial break. Thank you so much for the call, Jason, and the other callers. They want to stay on the air. We'll probably take calls with Rex Jones. I know he's coming in right now. We'll go to a little video, John Bowne report, in this first 5 minutes, and then probably get right back into this. Because again, I mean, this is the central fulcrum upon which American politics is moving right now. We got to focus on it. We got to try to contend with it. And then we can never talk about it again. Wouldn't that be nice?
I'm only as strong as you are backing me. Have you figured it out yet? This is not like a regular show. The bad guys don't like it for a reason. Because we have the information and we have the spirit of victory. So go now to thealexjonesstore.com. The new sale is one of the biggest in the history. Maybe the biggest. Store-wide, buy one, get one free super sale. All the t-shirts, all the ball caps, the widest selection, all of the award-winning supplements, the Shilajit, the Methylene Blue, the Ultimate Life Force Blood Cardiovascular Cleaner, the best out there, Atomic Defense, Total Boost Your Immune System, the Irish Sea Moss, just over the top, everything, all of it, already discounted, buy one, get one free, but here's the catch. You have to be a subscriber, which is $30 a month, and you instantly get $40 to spend in the store. So if you're going to buy something, you instantly make your money back and then some simply by becoming a subscriber in your profile. Cancel one click anytime. You need to try our Ultra Methylene Blue. But talk to your physician first. And if you're on SSRIs and things, you can't take it. So check with your physician, or you can look at what you're taking as well and just check if there's interactions with it, because it's very powerful. It's very strong. Get the capsules or get the pure liquid. Same thing with the capsule. It's the very best medical grade. Get the Irish Sea Moss. Get the Shilajit. The pills, the gummies. It's all there. And then there's the best probiotic, the best prebiotic, the best gut cleanse formula, the very best turmeric, ultimate turmeric. It's just amazing. 95% cumanoid. Great fat, natural fat burning formula. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. And the widest selection of t-shirts, ball caps, and more. Like I said I want the widest selection. It's kind of insane. There's like 500 plus designs now. It's redonkulous. So get it all right now and fund the Second American Revolution worldwide at thealexjonesstore.com. We'll be right back.